following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
The official voice of the Peer Governors, DRG Media Group.
Peer Governor Basketball on River 92.7 is brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shuffelbein Agency, and Ferding Electric.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Thank you, Ponceva State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, LiveNet Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Dennisburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
Now, Pier Governor Basketball.
And thank you very much, and a very good Friday evening, everybody. Another night of high school basketball coming your way. The Peer Governors at home at Riggs High Gym as they take on the Yankton Bucks. The Governors coming off of one of their best-played games of the season. In fact, a couple of well-played ball games last weekend in Sioux Falls and Harrisburg, a six-point loss to second-ranked O'Gorman, but then an 18-point victory at Harrisburg, who was receiving votes in last week's poll. The Governors coming in with a record of 6-7. They'll take on a Yankton Buck team that is 7-6. They've had their ups and downs this season as well. Some impressive wins, some head-scratching losses, but I think for both teams, we'll see which team ends up showing up tonight. As Heather Williams runs our show in studio this evening, technical direction. Also, Jordan Luttmer is on LiveTicket.tv, and he'll take care of the live video streaming for us. That is also available on our website, drgnews.com, and the River 92.7 page. Also, the River 92.7 page of the DRG News app, downloadable for your smartphone. Looking at a sophomore game that is being led by Yankton quite handily, 53-37, about 4.5 minutes left in the ball game. The Governors, though, dominated the JV game. So as Yankton is expected to go on and win this one, now leading by 17 points, we'll see maybe if the varsity contest won't be the rubber match of the games that are going on the main gym floor here at Riggs High Gym, with the freshman games going on in the auxiliary gym as well. Let's take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back. We'll get into our pregame, which is brought to you by the Becky Potsdamer State Farm Insurance Agency in Pierre. And as usual, in the pregame, we'll take a look around South Dakota, the state of AA basketball, see how things are shaping up after last night's action in both boys and girls action, and the schedule of tonight and tomorrow coming up as well, and look into the week ahead with the power rankings and more. Of course, coaches, conversations, keys to success will be coming up, starting lineups, all that, and a whole lot more as well in our Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame show, beginning in 2 minutes as you listen to Peer Governor Basketball on your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7, live streaming at drgnews.com.
Every team knows that the two-point play can be a winning move. And that's why the team at Potsdamer State Farm Insurance are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. Just another way they're here to help life go right. Call Potsdamer State Farm Insurance at 224-4173 today.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Hi, everyone. This is Brian Oakland, the voice of the Peer Governors on River 92.7. You know, the men and women at the Hughes County Sheriff's Office know a great team when they see one. Long hours, hard work, determination. The Govs have it, and we're proud to support them. If you want to know more about our 361 team and how you can be a part of it, log on at HughesCounty.org and click on the Sheriff's tab. The Hughes County Sheriff's Office says, Go Govs!
Welcome back to Rigside Gym. Brian Oakland with the play-by-play ready to go, but we've got a full pregame coming up from Becky Potsub and the State Farm Insurance Agency in Pierre. But you just heard from the South Dakota, or I should say the Hughes County Sheriff's Office, and we originate our broadcast from the Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth. Thanks to the men and women of the Sheriff's Office for giving us a place to sit and give you Governor Sports, and for doing everything else they do in the world of first responders, and for all of those who do that job in Central South Dakota, we thank you. It's the Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth. Starting off our pregame with a look around South Dakota, the state of basketball and boys basketball coming up. Let's take a look at what has happened actually so far this week. This will be the Governor's first game since their 65-47 win at Harrisburg on Saturday. Harrisburg turned around, got a 60-58 win over Brandon Valley on Tuesday night at home. Meanwhile, four Sioux Falls schools defeated four ESD schools on Tuesday. It was Sioux Falls Washington winning at Brookings 62-33. Jefferson wins at Mitchell 54-45, and Mitchell struggled on that particular night. Sioux Falls Roosevelt, no problem at Huron, 72-39, and Sioux Falls Lincoln, a 58-45 winner at Watertown. Out west, Sturgis falls to St. Thomas More, 58-28. Douglas wins at Custer, 61-57. First win of the season for the Patriots. And Spearfish knocking off Lee Deadwood, 62-36. In fact, speaking of Douglas, Yankton's last game was at Douglas, and that was an 80-41 victory for the Yankton Bucks. Sturgis last night, the only game of the night, did beat Douglas 47-43. Here's your schedule tonight with Yankton playing here in Pierre and Harrisburg playing in the ESD at Aberdeen Central. Mitchell goes to Sioux Falls Roosevelt. In the meantime, Watertown will play at Sioux Falls Washington. Brandon Valley and O'Gorman going out to Rapid City to tangle with Central and Stevens. And then tomorrow night, as O'Gorman and Brandon Valley flip-flop venues, it'll be Brookings at Douglas, and then Sioux Falls Jefferson at Huron. Spearfish will take on Red Cloud down at Pine Ridge. A couple of games in the week ahead. The Governors will play at Huron on Tuesday night here on River 92.7, and then the Governors will go up to Bismarck to take on the Bismarck High Demons in the renewal of the old Governor's Cup rivalry. Looking forward to that one 1 week from tonight up in Bismarck. Meanwhile, Yankton will host Rapid City Central next Saturday. Actually, they'll host Rapid City Stevens on Friday. That'll be their next couple of contests. So just one game in most of a two-week span between Saturday and the following couple of Fridays as well for Yankton. That is this one here at Pierre. The power rankings right now have Sioux Falls Roosevelt at the top with their 12-0 mark. O'Gorman is 11-2, and they're the two seed. Harrisburg has put themselves back in that three spot after a win over Brandon Valley and then a Mitchell loss. They fall from 3-4. Harrisburg, by the way, 7-5 on the season, but still a better power ranking and average, better than Mitchell, who is 10-3 in the four spot. Then it's Jefferson, Lincoln, Washington, all of them hovering right at or just above the 500 mark, along with Yankton, who slides in at number 8. They're 7-6. Aberdeen Central, the 9 seed, but with an 8-5 mark. Then Brandon Valley at 5-6 at number 10. Pierre has moved up to number 11 matching Watertown at 6-7 records, with the Governors a little bit better than the Arrows in the power average. It's Rapid City Stevens, Spearfish, Huron, and Rapid City Central finishing off the top 16, with Brookings, Sturgis, and Douglas the last three on the outside looking in. That's boys basketball. Here's what girls basketball looks like. Good game for the Governor girls last night. A good game on Tuesday night as well. A great week for Kirk Bebout and the crew, as the Governors were 63-54 winners here at Riggs High over Harrisburg on Tuesday night. They beat Yankton in Yankton last night, 57-27, as defense reigned supreme. That's the first game of the week for the Gazelles. But other action last night had Mitchell on top of Sioux Falls Roosevelt, 51-48. Sioux Falls Lincoln wins at Brookings, 60-45. And then Sturgis with a win at Douglas out west, 50-46. Governor girls, of course, off tonight. So are the Gazelles. Tonight's schedule of games has Aberdeen at Harrisburg, Sioux Falls Washington playing at Watertown, with Brandon Valley and O'Gorman at the Rapid City Schools. And, again, I think those are double headers, with Brandon Valley and O'Gorman heading out that way. Once again, flip-flopping venues tomorrow, along with Sioux Falls Jefferson going to Huron, Brookings playing at Douglas in a doubleheader, and again Spearfish at Red Cloud, also a doubleheader. Governor girls will host Huron on Tuesday night. That'll be on KGFX following Governor Wrestling as they take on the Mitchell Colonels at 5 o'clock. Both of those events will be on KGFX on the AM side. And along with the Yankton Gazelles hosting Rapid City Stevens and Central on Friday and Saturday, the Governor girls will host Bismarck High, and they'll again get that Governor's Cup rivalry going. I don't think it's ever been played in girls basketball, but years ago, of course, it was kind of a big deal each and every year in boys basketball. So again, looking forward to those matchups with Bismarck High School. Sophomore game here has a 58-45 lead for the Yankton Bucks. And our varsity game still to come. Yankton just hits a layup, now 60-46, as they added another point for the Governors after a three-pointer. Whatever the case, it's 60-46, Yankton in front. Let's take another two-minute timeout. Our keys to success will be coming up next. Is I think we can take 3 minutes. Back to Heather, 3 minutes on this one, and we will be back for the Central Dakota Eye Care Keys to Success. On our way out, we'll remind you, on behalf of the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, as they celebrate being a part of a team, remember, snow means slow. Buckle up and drive for winter driving conditions when it snows, or any other time as well, from the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. 3 minutes, we're talking with Brianna Kusler, the Governor, head coach next. This is Pure Governor Basketball, your official voice of the Govs, River 92.7, live streaming at drgnews.com.
Beck Motor Company hopes your holiday season was a healthy and joyful time with your family and friends. As we head into the new year, we wish to thank our customers for their business and friendship. We're proud to serve you, and it's our hope that we can be there for your automotive needs in 2022. Whether it's a new vehicle, maintenance work, detail, or a fender bender, we are here for you. Beck-Motors.com, 605-224-5912.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
There's one place to watch Pure Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. Go Govs Live is where you can find Pure Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that this all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pure Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pure Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weather-tight garage doors. Their residential garage doors can give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Reinke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit ReinkeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Reinke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Time for the keys to success with Brianna Kusler, the governor head coach, on a Friday night. Coach, one game to focus on this week after really a brilliant performance at Harrisburg on Saturday. And I think the question is now, the week of practice that you've had and how much this rhythm hopefully will continue and just how ready the kids are to go tonight against the Yankton Bucks.
We talked a lot about building off of what we did last week. We turned a good corner, but we're far from being content with where we are. Use the phrase settle in, but never settle. That's something that's really important for us, whether it be in practices, in games. We want to get a good start, but then we're not settling. We've got to make sure that we continue to execute on our end of the floor from an offensive standpoint, and then continuing to bring defensive intensity and finishing everything with the rebound.
You know, that game just featured, I just think, a job well done in so many phases of the game, shooting the basketball, passing and rebounding and everything, you know, and not everything's going to go the way you want it every night. So obviously we're not expecting perfection, but it's just so fun to see. And I think Governor fans are really hoping to see that here on the home floor tonight.
You know, what really brought all of that was getting everybody involved and finding, you know, we gave up some, or passed up some good looks for some better looks, mm-hmm. and for some great looks, as I would say. And that's really good basketball, and that's really tough basketball to defend. And we emphasized trying to get it a little bit later shot clock possessions. And again, we might get some good looks early on, but we trust that you swing the ball around, you execute the way that they've been taught, and good things happen.
Sometimes the governors are tough to figure out. I think the team that you'll see tonight, Yankton, is tough to figure sometimes. I mean, they've got some really impressive victories, but some head-scratching losses too. What do you know about Yankton?
They're a very athletic bunch, and they have the ability to make a team look silly, and that's where you see some of those wins that they've had, especially early on in the season, and they're competitive in a lot of their games, and so we're going to have to really make sure that we're making things difficult for them. I see a lot of resemblance of from Harrisburg and Yankton, and we've got to make sure that we're limiting the touches on the perimeter. If they get going, they've got the capabilities to score around that perimeter, so we've got to make sure that not just given direct lanes to be able to penetrate either, but be able to contain and contest and then find bodies, box out, limit possessions, one done, and then get ourselves going on the other end.
Yeah, perimeter, I don't want to say perimeter oriented, but that is exactly what we kind of expected from Harrisburg. So guard that perimeter and see what happens on the inside. Let the bigs take care of things too.
Yep, absolutely. And then on the flip side, you know, they, I feel as though we've got some advantage inside and outside as well, our height and our length. We've got to make sure that we're exposing them from a defensive standpoint as well. And that comes with the execution and again, sharing that basketball, continuing to do the little things like celebrating one another and just getting excited for everything that comes, whether it be good, whether it be not so good, whether we're up, whether we're down. we've got to be steady there. And we're excited to be back in this environment. And now we've got to learn how to compete here and get to that next level.
Something we've talked about, celebrating. And I'm seeing that just from the JV game. I mean, they had a good performance here. But every time there's a good play made, you're seeing all the kids on the bench kind of getting up and getting a little more involved now.
Right. And, you know, energy itself just elevates everyone around you. And that's something that they're starting to learn, that it is true. Sometimes we know what we're talking about it. But, you know, it is the fact matter that energy and what you bring and you've got full control over, it elevates not only yourself but everybody else around you, and that's what we need with this team.
So back with Yankton, I mean, there's been some games where they've been held under 50, you know, in the 40s or something like that. When they're struggling, is it just a shooting thing, or do they have other issues in running their offense that maybe you can exploit a little bit?
I think a lot of it is shooting, and you saw that last weekend as well at Harrisburg, and we've got to just make sure that we take care of our side, control what we can control, and see what happens.
And if you get a lead, you better keep adding to it, right?
Right, absolutely. We're not going to settle. We're not content with where we're at. We got to continue to build.
Coach, looking forward to it. Go
Thank
get
you.
Them, right?
Thanks.
There's Brianna Kuzler, the head coach of the Governor Boys, as her coach's comments and keys to success are brought to us by Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre. We'll step aside here from them, and we'll be back and talk with Chris Haynes, the head coach of the Yankton Bucks, as our keys to success continue. This is Governor Basketball.
The key to success starts with vision. Hi, this is Dr. Nick Marceau of Central Dakota Eye Care. Yearly comprehensive eye exams are key in detecting eye conditions before symptoms appear. Call us today at 224-6128 to schedule an appointment. New patients always welcome. The staff at Central Dakota Eye Care is proud of our area youth and support their high school activities. Best of luck in today's game. Central Dakota Eye Care, 640 East Sioux Avenue in Pierre. Better vision for a great life.
And with more keys to success, visiting head coach is Chris Haynes, the head coach of the Yankton Bucks here, coming in, Coach, up and down this season so far. I think looking at some really impressive games and some games where maybe the ball's just not falling in the hoop. And, you know, I think from one game to the next, are you kind of wondering which team is going to show up? Or is it obviously you're looking for more consistency, I would imagine.
Yeah, you know, I think that's double-A basketball this year. Our guys are hanging in there. We've been competitive at every game except for the Roosevelt game, the Sioux Falls Roosevelt game. That was disappointing. Other than that, you know, we've had a chance in every game, and like I said, been competitive, and that's all you can ask for.
And you sure obviously have that ability to score, and you had that in Douglas last weekend. You've had some other games where, like I said, really impressive wins, and I don't think there's any doubt what you're capable of.
Yeah, you know, obviously coming in here, though, a hostile environment Friday night. You know, the gym will be rocking. We'll have to play well to be competitive in this one. You know, we got to get more consistent on the defensive end, and hopefully we can rebound a little bit with Pierre. You know, if we can do a couple of those things, maybe we can hang around for a while.
I imagine maybe you get this question quite a bit, but in the post Matthew Moore's era now for the Yankton Bucks, what's the transition been like? And I think you got to still have a good group of kids that certainly know how to play well together.
Yeah, our guys, like I said, they're hanging in there. They're doing a good job and getting better. You know, our three seniors are doing a good job with leadership and on the floor and at practice and things. A junior class that's good in numbers and doing some good things there. So, so far, you know, through 13 games or whatever it is, our guys have transitioned. They've done a good job with that. And hopefully, you know, we can continue to play well here into February and maybe even into March.
It looks like you've got, you know, now you can kind of get back into just going, maybe going with a hot hand, but getting more people involved. You know, not that Matthew was the only guy that could do things for you the last few years, but get more people involved. You get some of these victories, some of these games where it's just a total team effort.
No doubt balance is a key for us. You know, know, obviously no one's going to come in and have the offensive production that Matthew did for us, and we can't ask any one player to do that. But collectively, again, if our guys can play together and move the basketball, and we need multiple guys to contribute, there's no doubt about that. Any night, we're not sure who it might be or who might the two or three players that have the games, but we need a couple guys to have good games and everybody else to pitch in.
All right, so against Pier tonight, they had a great game their last time out. Maybe they'll keep the momentum going. I guess we'll find out. But what are the concerns that you have there?
Yeah, they played great last weekend, at Sioux Falls O'Gorman and at Harrisburg on the road. Obviously, everything starts with Keenholz. He's a great player. Can really do score in a lot of different ways. And not only can he create offense for himself, but his teammates. So he's obviously a major concern. And then Edmund is just an unbelievable athlete at 6'7". And, then there are other guys that are really doing some nice things. I mean, Hanson's starting to shoot the ball really well. Bush inside's getting some nice things done. The two sophomores off the bench, Dave and Kaiser, are really good athletes. Pierre has personnel and athletes, and they play like they did last weekend. They can beat anybody.
All right, so be your keys to success in this game.
Yeah, we're going to have to try to slow down at least Keenholz and Edmund. We can't just let those two guys control the entire game, which is easier said than done. We're going to have to try to get some rebounds. If we can do that and not turn the ball over, because Pierre is so good in transition, not only creating steals, but then getting defensive rebounds and really pushing, and Keenholz, kind of the quarterback out there. So we got to limit them in transition, try to contain Keenholz and Edmund a little bit. If we can do that, like you said, have some balanced scoring, maybe we'll have a chance.
Coach, it's good to see you again. Good luck tonight.
You too.
Thanks for your time.
And he is Chris Haynes, the head coach of the Yankton Bucks. Again, coach's comments and keys to success sponsored by Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre. Up next, it'll be the starting lineups in our Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame show. They come to us courtesy of Envirotech in Pierre, and they're up in 2 minutes. This is the Pierre Governor pregame, River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. Stevie, welcome to the team. Tell everybody what you can do for him.
Whether you have good credit, bad credit, challenge credit, or maybe no credit at all, I can help you get into a vehicle with little to nothing down. To get a pre-approval, you can call me at 605-224-7378 or feel free to text me, 605-280-0761.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7378, and be sure to visit GatewayFordToyota.com.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Krueger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Krueger Contracting on Facebook.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pierre, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
Welcome back again to Riggs High Gym. Brian Oakman here as we get closer to opening tip. The Governor's taking on the Yankton Bucks. We're driven by the Office of Highway Safety, reminding us all to drive sober or get pulled over. This is Pure Governor Basketball on the official voice of the Governor's River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier, a member of DRG Media Group, live streaming with the help of Live Ticket at drgnews.com and the River 92.7 page. With Heather Williams in studio, Jordan Lutmer on camera. Again, good to have you. Friday night, still some good seats available as we could use a packed gym here. The Governor's playing well last weekend, trying to keep that going, but they'll have to do it against this starting lineup for the Yankton Bucks, as starting lineups are brought to you by Envirotech in Pierre. And the guards for the Bucks will include Mac Ryken, a 5'10" junior. Rugby Ryken, a 6-foot junior as well. Rugby, of course, quarterback of the Yankton football squad. And also Dylan Prouty, a 6-foot senior for Yankton. Forwards up front will be Cody Oswald, the 6'3" junior, and Jaden Krall, the 6'5" senior. Very good athletes, every one of them. Mac Ryken, Rugby Ryken, Dylan Prouty, the guards, Cody Oswald, Jaden Krall up front, along with off the bench coming in, Drew Ryken, another 5'10" junior, and Michael Moores, 6'5" junior, Colton Potts, the senior at 6'4". For the Bucks, who are 7-6 on the season, 4-2 in ESD competition, number 8 in the power rankings this week. And their head coach is Chris Haynes. He's assisted by Jason Savvy, Matt Decker, Sawyer Schmitz, and Brady Hale. Starting lineups for the Bucks brought to you by Envirotech. We'll hear from them, and we'll give you the Governor's starters after this from Envirotech in Pierre.
Envirotech in Pierre is seeking a route driver with or without CDL certification. Training will be provided, earn a $7,500 sign-on bonus, $17 to $19 an hour or depending on experience. Full benefits after 60 days. Envirotech has been servicing the area for 30 years and are looking for someone to join their team. If you are energetic, self-directed, and looking for a great long-term place to be, call Envirotech at 224-4804 today or go to wasteconnections.com, employment tab, to apply. Envirotech has you covered.
Starting lineups from Envirotech for the home team, the Pierre Governors, as consistency prevails. And Jacob Mayer, the 5'11 junior, runs the point with Matthew Hansen, the 6'4 senior, shooting, as well as Lincoln Keenholz doing just about everything, the 6'3 junior. Jackson Edmond, the 6'7 junior, up front, along with Christian Bush in the post, the 6'4 junior for the Governors. Hansen, Keenholz, Mayer, the guards, Edmond and Bush, the forwards, with Brecken Kruger, Jet Zabel, Kate Kaiser, among others, off the bench for the 11 seed currently, Pierre Governors, 6-7 on the season, 1-3 so far in ESD competitions, and head coach Brianna Kuzler for the Governors. Our game officials, Brian Wedham, Jeremy Grady, Louis Young, are law on the court. They're sponsored by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, and we tip it off in 2 minutes, Governor Basketball.
You've received a call or text message indicating there's a problem with your cell phone, your taxes, your Medicare benefits, or your utilities, and the only way to get it cleared up is to either put funds on a gift card or send cash. All of these are scams designed to obtain your hard-earned funds. Contact the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 1-800-300-1986. Another red flag is the call or text comes in after work hours or on the weekend. Don't become a victim. Let Consumer Protection do some checking for you before you send any funds.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre is thrifty, local, and convenient. Do your grocery shopping upstairs. Spacious aisles filled with savings. Shop sporting goods in the lower level. Apparel and footwear for the entire family with brand names like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. Hunting and fishing gear, bait and equipment, and guns. Stop by Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre, your hometown neighborhood market.
ComTech has your technology solutions.
Check out their showroom in Pierre, located conveniently behind Walmart, and see what you have been missing. There's a large selection of TVs, sound systems, and smart speakers, PCs, desktops, and tablets, home and business security and telecommunication systems. ComTech is your all-in-one solution for any technology needs. They wish the Pierre Governors best of luck at ComTech. Come see what you have been missing.
Elizabeth Diaba, Jesse Dilgen.
Welcome back to Riggs High Gym as the starting lineups are coming to us on the court. ComTech is the sponsor of our opening tip-off. And, boy, it should be a good basketball game coming up as, once again, crowd is starting to file in here at Riggs High Gym. The Governor's taking on the Yankton Bucks. And I think one of the things that'll be curious to see from a fan standpoint, we do, and I did ask Coach Chris Haynes about this off the mic, if he thought there may be some similarities between Yankton and Harrisburg. You think about this Harrisburg team that the Governors played last Saturday. That was a team that likes to shoot the three-pointer, and certainly when they're on, they're going to be hard to stop. But the Governors, I think, defended the perimeter very well, and if they can do that tonight against Yankton, force Yankton to get it inside, perhaps have to live inside the arc with some smaller people than what the Governors will bring in the paint, then that could cause some problems for the Yankton Bucks. Could be advantage Governors. Obviously, they're going to have to execute their offense. And two good games last weekend. Now it's all about consistency from a Pierre standpoint as they continue forward here in the second half of the high school basketball season. As the Governors are being announced on the court right now, a quick look at upcoming action. This is the only game for the Governors this evening, or this week, we should say. Governor girls with a couple of wins over Harrisburg and, of course, last night over Yankton. Both teams will go to here, or will take on Huron on Tuesday in their next action. The Governors on the road at Huron on River 92.7. Governor girls host Huron at Riggs High Gym. That on KGFX. And again, of course, you got Pierre and Mitchell High School Wrestling, the final duel of the year for the Governor wrestlers, who, by the way, will be at the Yankton Invitational tomorrow. So Pierre and Yankton getting well acquainted in basketball and in wrestling here this week. Governor girls, by the way, wrestling in Canton tonight in a quadrangular. Pierre and Canton, the top two girls teams in the state. Enough about that. Let's talk some basketball. The opening tip is up. It's brought to you by ComTech in Pierre, and Jaden Krall getting up and getting a second tip of the basketball against Lincoln Kenos, and the Governors will get the opening possession as that second tip ended up going out of bounds. So here we are, Brian Oakland play-by-play. Welcome aboard the Governors in home white with the green numbers and trim, working it inside. Jackson Edmond has to pick up his dribble on the right block. Pierre moving from left to right as you watch this one on the live stream. Thanks to Live Ticket at drgnews.com. Patient possession. Jacob Mayer will try a three-pointer, though. From the right corner, it's up no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Cody Oswald as the Governors got a good look. Last week, Saturday especially, they did shoot the basketball very well from outside the arc. First one not ready to go, though. Here goes Reich, and this is Rugby Reich in short. Back to Oswald, driving against Edmond, but he'll have to kick it out. Now Rugby Riken again, left side, and he gets the scoop up, but no good as Keenholz is down with the rebound. Lincoln still with it, pump fakes, kicks out. Now Matthew Hansen for three, too strong from the left wing, loose basketball. Bush is in the mix, and he'll pick it up seated, and we will have a jump ball, but Pierre had the opening possession, so Yankton will get the basketball this time. The Governors, a couple of looks from outside the arc, but they'll start 0 for 2. With 6:51 to go in quarter number one. Yankton moving from right to left as you watch this one at drgnews.com. In road red with the white numbers, black trim as well. Brawl will leave it. Dylan Prouty, now Rugby Riken for three, and he will roll that one home. As Rugby Riken puts the Bucks on the board first. As they hit their first one from long range, 3-0. Yankton. Keenholz, little stop and go, then a stop and pop, a step back two from 18 feet will not go. Jaden Crawl with it as he'll bring it across the timeline. Yankton wants another three. Well short here for Prouty. Keenhole's down with it. The Governors do not have the numbers, so they'll slow it up. Work it around the perimeter again. Now to the high post, Edmund. Up top, Mayer. Mayer was open, but electing not to shoot. And again, that's all about patience in the offense. Pass up a good shot, hope for a great one. That's what Brianna Kuzler and the coaching staff has been preaching. Here's Edmund on a give and go. Back to Lincoln Keenholz, though. Keenholz with a left-handed scoop. It's up and in. The Governors on the board at the 5:45 mark of quarter number one. Yankton still leading 3-2. Prouty top of the key back to Ryken. He'll come to the baseline and get clipped by Matthew Hansen. Shot came up well short, but Hansen will be whistled for the first time tonight. He's the first player to be dinged as well. So to the free throw line. We'll go Rugby Ryken. Young man that we've gotten to know pretty well on the football field the last couple of years. Just a junior still. Gets the first free throw to go. Ryken, a common name on the basketball team as well. You got Rugby and Will. We got Mac out there as well. Edmund down with a rebound off of the miss of the second free throw. We'll see Drew Ryken in later on. Here's a missed handle of the dribble by Matthew Hansen near the Yankton bench. And the Governors will lose the possession on an unforced error. 5.5 minutes to go, quarter number one. As Rugby Ryken will set it up. Oswald back to Mac Ryken, crawls on the top of the key. Near side with it, Mac Ryken. Driving around Mayer as he picks this dribble up. Shot up no good, saved, but into the hands of Matthew Hansen. Governors left to right across the timeline again. Trailing 4-2. Hansen will leave it with Keenholz. Rugby Ryken with him. That's quarterback and quarterback defending each other. Spin move. Edmund here comes up a little bit short. Good job defensively there by Cody Oswald. And the Bucks head the other way. And another three ball here in the corner is good for Dylan Prouty. Prouty missed his first one but gets his second attempt. And now 7-2. The Bucks are 2-for-3 from outside the arc. Hansen here to Keenholz. So far, Yankton defending the two keys for the Governors. Hansen going to try a three, but that misses everything. And Ryken didn't get anything on that one. So just another flat-out miss for Peer as Matthew Hansen will check out. Cade Kaiser is on for the first time. Yet Zabel usually checks in with Kaiser, but not this time, at least in the first substitution of the game for the Governors. Fans will try to get the Governors going, at least while Pierce on defense. Ryken stops off of the right block, down low, bounces it back out. Here's Drew Ryken, the 5'10 junior, on for the first time. Mac Ryken driving. Edmund says not even close. Bodies collide. Both of them have to get up. As it was Drew Ryken running down the loose ball. Jackson Edmund with a huge block, but he actually blocked it away from the defense. Now two to shoot. Yankton gets the shot up from Michael Moores, who had just checked in. That went up a little bit short, though. And Governors have it. Trailing 7-2, though. Looking for some offense. Got to get a little rhythm going here. Bush with his heels on the arc and should have been behind the arc. He misses that one long. Rugby Ryken with it. But here's a tip and a steal for Cade Kaiser. Up ahead, we'll have a blocking foul on the floor called on the Bucks. This will go with Rugby Ryken. That'll be the first Yankton foul. Good hands play and a good athletic defensive move with quickness from Cade Kaiser to get the possession back. Jacob Mayer checking out. Jet Zabel is in. Jet actually in for Christian Bush. And Brecken Kruger is on for the first time, the 6'1 junior in place of Jacob Mayer. Kruger takes the inbound from Kaiser. Now back up top, Kaiser over to Keenholz. To the far side, Kruger, and now again to Jet Zabel. Here's Edmund, looking for offense in the high post. Kruger outside the arc, plenty of time on the shot clock, down to 15 right now, though. 3 minutes even to go, quarter number one. We played 5 minutes. The Governors have nothing more than a two on the board. Kruger wants three, though, no good. And it was Keenholz up high for an offensive rebound, but he got undercut. And this will be a foul on the rebound that'll go to Mack Reichen. And the Governors will benefit from the second foul for the Yankton Bucks. Inbound to the free throw line from Kruger to Edmond. Now finds Kaiser. Back up top. Edmond underneath Keenholz, and he'll be fouled in the act and go to the free throw line. Good look inside. Edmond and Keenholz, even before Jackson got the basketball at the top of the key from Brecken Kruger, Jackson was directing traffic. He knew he had Keenholz down there. He just needed to get the pass to himself so he could dish underneath. Keenholz able to hit the first of two free throws. Drew Reichen guilty of his first personal foul. Keenholz with his third point. That's all the Governors have on the board so far. Looking for one more to make it a two-for-two trip, and it's good. 7-4. Bucks by three so far. First quarter at the 240 mark at Riggs High Gym. Yankton moving right to left. Jaden Krall with a handoff to Drew Reichen. He'll get it back near side. Trying to drive against Edmond now. Found some space. Turns around. Puts a shot up. He didn't have the rhythm on that one. Kaiser rebounds, but Cade might have been guilty of a push here. As we get the call from one from the official, and it is 1-4. Kaiser. So no rebound there for Cade. 7-4 score. Yankton with a new shot clock and a new possession. Krall has it. Yeah, miscommunication. Keenholz takes the pass away. Lincoln the other way with some hang time and some body movement there. Good body control. Lincoln Keenholz with six now. He trails the Bucks by one. 7-6. Governor's back on offense. And Drew Reichen. Drew Reichen. Caught under the basket, but he makes a nice move and puts it up and in off the glass. Keenholz on the move again. He'll pull up from 10 feet out in front of the free throw line. And Lincoln's got another one. Keenholz off to a hot start. But the Governors still trail 9-8. High screen. It's Reichen some space, but the shot off the back of the rim no good for Rugby. Keenholz has the rebound. Lincoln backs it out again. Brings it near side. Hands off to Cade Kaiser. And now a tipped pass. It'll be taken away by Jaden Krall. In the lane, 2-on-2 up ahead. Rugby Reichen outside. This is Prouty, I believe it was. Nope, that's Drew Reichen for three. Unable to hit. Governors dodge a bullet. Drew Reichen, a very good three-point shooter. I saw stats on him that have him at 45% on the year from outside the arc. That's insane as far as the three-point percentage. Final minute here in the first quarter. 12 on the shot clock as Edmond will drive left side, but got thrown off just a little bit, and the shot misses. Rugby Reichen, backside rebound. This is Krall for three. That won't go. Zabel with the rebound. Yankton content with some quick shots in their possessions. Still kind of a low-scoring first period, though. 9-8 Bucks. Governors with the ball and a chance to take their first lead. Keenholz gets a man up in the air. Misses. Leans into the rebound. He'll collect and score. Lincoln Keenholz with all 10 for the Governors so far. And the Govs lead 10-9. 15 seconds to go as Yankton will play for the last shot. Keenholz knew that first shot was coming up short. Did his job. Followed it. Was able to bring it down. 6 seconds left. Nice feed. Reichen underneath the crawl. That's his tight end. Now a half-court heave-ho is off the mark from Lincoln Keenholz, and we are done with one quarter of play. We're on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. The Bucks lead the Governors 11-10. Scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pier. Pier Governor Basketball is brought to you on River 92.7, your official voice to the Governors, in part by your Pier Sports Marketing Partners, who include the Pier Dental Clinic, the Pier Area Chamber of Commerce, Olinger Law Firm, Iceberg Funeral Home and Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, also Wegner Auto, Stalkin Peterson, Lingle Waltie Jones, LLP, South Dakota National Guard, Red Rosa, and Pitts Design and Build, your Pier Sports Marketing Partners. Let's pause for 30 seconds. Quarter number two coming up. You're listening to Pier Governor Basketball.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pierre. In 1982, Pierre won the program's first girls' state basketball championship. The title game of the Huron Arena matched one of the state's most established programs, Yankton, against the up-and-coming Governors. The team split their regular season meetings, but on December 12, 1982, Pierre won the game that mattered, 43-37, for the Class A title. 82 Governor Girls Basketball, the champions and one of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pierre.
Back at Riggs-Eye Gym, 11-10 Yankton early on, as both teams unofficially shoot 4 of 13 on the floor. But Yankton hits 2 3-pointers. That has them on top by 1. The Governors outscore them 2-1 at the free throw line in that first period. Here's a Brecken Kruger pass attempted for Christian Bush. Loose basketball as Yankton got in the way. Bush does a nice job in keeping it alive, and the Governors will maintain this first possession of quarter number 2. Kruger, Kaiser, here's Keenholz with Bush and Matthew Hansen on the floor to start quarter number 2. Kaiser's open for 3, top of the key, that won't go, and a rebounding foul here as Christian Bush tried to get around Colton Potts. Potts starts the second quarter, the 6'4 senior for Yankton. Now, whatever the Governors were feeling last weekend from outside the arc, especially Saturday in Harrisburg, they don't have that yet. So far, 0 for 5 from long range. Bucks lead 11-10. Kaiser causing problems defensively. He'll get another steal. His second of the night. Keenholz up ahead. One of the Bucks falls down. Here's Bush from 15 on the right elbow. Good. Kaiser with the feed. Christian Bush. It's his first of the night. Governors take a 12-11 lead. Mack Reichen on the move, and a hand check here from Brecken Kruger will be his first personal foul. Team foul number 4 for Pierre. Yankton has 3 so far here in the early going. Kaiser checking out. Jacob Mayer in for Pierre. Most of a minute gone by here in quarter number 2. There's a hands play by Keenholz to knock the inbound away over to the Governor bench. Yankton will have to switch from where they throw in. It'll still be Mack Reichen's responsibility. Drew Reichen checking out. Rugby Reichen in, joining Mack. Reichen, who does the inbounding on the far side. He finds Potts. Colton Potts. Cody Oswald in there. He'll get it back from Reichen. Oswald wants 3. That'll rim in and out. No good. Nice tip by Potts, but a little too good as he is up and over the top of Christian Bush. Yankton went 2 for 5 from long range in the first quarter. Now 2 for 6 as Oswald unable to get that one to go. 12-11 here. Up ahead, 3-on-2 after the Governors broke a little bit of a full court press, but Yankton catches up nicely. Here's Hansen on the left wing. Mayer to Kruger. Now Keenholz. Lincoln had the first 10 of the night for Pierre. Bush got the last 2. He'll get the next 2 as well as Keenholz feeds. Christian Bush with a nice left-hand turnaround jump hook. It's up and in. Pierre has their biggest lead so far at 14-11. Yankton had a 7-2 lead early in the first quarter. Here's Potts faking, shot up, and it'll rattle home from the right elbow. Colton Potts with a good look there. Kruger across the timeline, picks his dribble up, finds Jacob Mayer. Here, leading by 1 with 6 minutes to play. Over pursuit, gives Bush an open look, and it's in and out, then back in again. Christian Bush with 6 in a row here for the Governors. It was Keenholz's first period. Now it's Christian Bush's second period for Pierre offensively. Reichen down to the baseline. Somehow stays in bounds. Gets the dish out to the corner. And Mack Reichen feeds inside to Cody Oswald. Up and in for 2. With the left hand, 16-15. Back and forth we trade baskets. Pierre still leading by 1. Left to right across the timeline. Kruger to Mayer down underneath as he looks for Bush, but Potts will knock it away and out of bounds. And big men for both teams will check in. Edmund is in for Kruger, increasing the size of the Governors on the floor right now. Also, Jaden Krall in for Mack Reichen for the Bucks. 16-15, Pierre to inbound. It comes to Hansen. He'll dribble to the free throw line, off the glass, and good for two. Matty Hansen's first bucket of the night. Hey, if you're going to hit it from the square, there's no problem with that if it's off the glass. I always go back to my days shining at the arcade of Chuck E. Cheese. I'm off the square all the time. 5 minutes to go. Second quarter as Oswald challenges against Keenholz this time. Lincoln closes it off. Now back up top, and a deep three fired here by Dylan Prouty. That's no good. Bush is all alone to rebound. Here looking to add to a three-point lead with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Now Bush trying to lob underneath. Edmund dribbles it off of his foot or knee and out of bounds. Jackson thought he might have been pushed. Won't get that call. And the Bucks will head the other way. From right to left, the Bucks in red. Primetime Paul and one of our DRG Media Group stations today said it was National Wear Red Day, believe it or not. So Yankton fits right into the festivities. Stop and go. Jaden Krall, nice move as he'll scoop it up and in front of Jackson Edmond. 1 point, pure lead again as Keenhole sets it up to Hansen. Now Mayer near side, playing catch with Hansen. On the other way, Bush to Hansen again. Matthew will fire. That's in and out. No good. Potts is there to board. Hansen 0 for 3. One of those who shot extremely well at Harrisburg a week ago. Here's a high shot by Ryken off the glass. No good. Rugby may have expected contact that he never received. Here still leading 18-17, down to 3.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Hansen, free throw line. Edmund shot up off the back of the rim. No good. Potts unable to handle the rebound, though. He had it, but in hauling it into his other hand, he kind of knocked it away and off of his leg out of bounds. So off the right side of the key, Pier will inbound. Kaiser over toward the corner. Cade Kaiser, Jet Zabel back in there now for Pier as well. Cade gets it in. Keenholz off of the pass with a high arcing shot up. No good. He runs down his own rebound. Another chance at the free throw line is good. Well, nobody wanted that rebound, so Keenholz just came right back, took it himself, and Yankton will take a timeout here at the 3:13 mark of quarter number two. A Coca-Cola break in the action. Timeout sponsored by Coca-Cola Modeling in Pier. 30 seconds, we're back. The Govs lead by three. This is Pier Governor Basketball.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
20-17, Governors on top of Yankton. Been a tight game throughout, although Yankton had a better start in that first quarter. Again, led 7-2 at one point, but obviously that was nothing more than a good start. Pier has claimed a three-point lead throughout much of this second quarter, although Yankton led 11-10 at the end of one. Here's Dylan Prouty, open for three, no good. Jaden Krall will get an offensive rebound and makes a fake. Shot back up, no good. Battle for the next rebound will be won by Jet Zabel and the Governors. Now Hansen up ahead, and his shot will be blocked by Mac Ryken. Ryken doing a good job getting up high. Yankton will be the last to touch as it goes out of bounds, though. Here will inbound off the right side of the key. Down to 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Keenholz up and underneath. Edmund. Contact there, but no harm, no foul. Mac Ryken rebounds. Yankton back with it. Now foul on the floor that goes to Keenholz. Screen and roll just did not work. It's not Keenholz. It's Jet Zabel with the foul here. Chris Haynes said key to success, control Keenholz and Edmund. Well, Lincoln Keenholz had a great first quarter, but he does have 12 points out of the 20 for the Governors. But Jackson Edmund It's not going quite as well for him, although he does have his second block shot. Taken away, Jet Sable. Jump stop in the lane. It's good for Keen. Holds up ahead. And again, credit Jackson Edmond for starting all of that. Zabel up ahead to Keenholz. Pierre has their biggest lead at 5 now, so a 10-point turnaround from Yankton's biggest lead early on. Louis Young making a call here as Cade Kaiser will be whistled for his second foul. That is number 6 for Pierre here in the first half. Here's an inbound up to Kroll, and it will not go. Rugby Riken up high for the rebound. Edmond called for a foul, though, on the putback. Almost looked like Jackson had all ball, but there were two officials making this call. So the Governor's yielding a second chance here to Yankton. And Rugby Riken on the free throw line. He went 1-for-2 earlier, misses the first one this time. First foul for Jackson Edmond. Here with 7, so the Bucks are in the bonus the rest of the way in. Riken can't get this one off the front of the rim, but Cody Oswald streaks in and gets an offensive rebound. Seemingly out of nowhere, Oswald gets it back from Mack Riken. He tries to get it all the way to Rugby in the corner. Edmond tipped the pass, but Rugby Riken has it. Cade Kaiser defending, Riken underneath. Out top to Drew Riken. Now Rugby again in the corner, and it's good. Rugby Riken's second three ball of the night, pulling the Bucks back within a 2 spot. Kaiser wants an answer in the corner. That's no good. Boy, the Governors can't hit anything from long range. Rugby Riken down with it. Up ahead, Oswald, and another block from Edmond. And now loose basketball. Jackson was the last to touch it. Third time Jackson Edmond has denied a Yankton shooter. Tonight decided as of last week, it's time to start keeping track of blocked shots. Rugby Riken got the inbound. The pass was tipped, and then Riken, who had not established his feet inbounds, catches the loose ball, and that is ruled an out of bounds and a turnover. To the Bucks, their fourth of the game so far. Pierre by 2, 22-20, down to the 1:15 mark. Hansen with some good ball handling to keep it away from Mack Riken. Jump pass back to Keenholz. He'll fire 3, but that's off the back of the rim. No good. Kruger tries to keep it alive, but he had to save it, and it's into the hands of Mack Riken. So the Governors will settle for nothing on that one. Here's Drew Riken, 4-3, up, no good, and Edmond will rebound again. Governors again, left to right. 45 seconds, we count it down. Second period. Kruger to Hansen. Matthew up top near center circle. We'll put it in motion now. Pick up his dribble, though. Yankton defense playing well. 15 on the shot clock. Keenholz has to back it out again. Bucks switched it up. Now Keenholz up and over the top of Kroll. There's Edmond. Now Kruger looking for 3. That's off the back of the rim. No good. And Yankton will knock it away and out of bounds. And the Governors will get 22 seconds to try to get one more shot down as Edmond will check out. Christian Bush is in for Pierre. 22-20 with 22 seconds to play. Bush in there. Also Benjamin Heisler, a 6'3 junior, is on for the first time. Kruger finds Keenholz on a lob pass inbound out near the scorer's table. Lincoln will reset with Cody Oswald staring him down. Two of the best athletes in the state in any sport right there defending each other. Loose basketball to Kruger. Now he fires 3 and hits a big one. Brecken Kruger with 4 seconds left from Christian Bush. The heave-ho off the backboard by the Bucks, and a good finish for Pierre as they'll match their biggest lead of the evening here at halftime. And the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, the Governors 25 and the Yankton Bucks 20. Pierre with a 15-9 scoring advantage in that second period. The scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pierre. As we pause for 2 minutes, up next it'll be our halftime break. That's sponsored by Leiden and Associates in Pierre. This is Pierre Governor Basketball, your official home of the Governors, River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. I'm Rick Doctor, a financial advisor with Leiden & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. I remain true to the vision of always putting clients first. I am ready to help you get where you want to be. Office is located in Northridge Plaza, Pierce, South Dakota. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
10 cents off per gallon. That's right. Get 10 cents off per gallon at the corner station in Pier. Every time you pay with cash or check, you receive 10 cents off the posted price of gas for your vehicle. Save more by going inside the corner station and shopping specials on beverages and snacks. And when you purchase 8 gallons of gas, you earn discounts at car washes, helping you save the corner station just above the train bridge in Pier.
It's a new year and a new you. Whether you're looking to finance a new vehicle or refinance your current one, Oahe Federal Credit Union has the best rates in town. With rates starting at 2.25% APR, there's no reason not to check us out. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier and see what the ladies at Oahe Federal Credit Union can do for you.
People helping people, Oahe Federal Credit Union.
Back at Riggs High, and welcome to Halftime. Halftime sponsored by Leiden & Associates, Ameriprise Financial in the Northridge Plaza in Pierre. As toward the end of the first quarter, a 7-2 Yankton lead turned into a seesaw battle as the lead changed hands a couple of times. Yankton with an 11-10 lead at the end of one quarter of play, and then the Governors take that lead back, and they outscore the Bucks 15-9 in quarter number two right now. 25-20, the lead for the Governors, as Pierre has shot just 11 of 29 on the floor so far, but 7 of 16, better effort in that second period. Only 1 of 9 from long range, but the first one that went down was Brecken Kruger's top of the key, 3 to close out that first half. And the Governors also hitting on 2 for 2 from Lincoln Keenholz at the free throw line. Keenholz leads the way, 14 points at all. 10 points for the Govs in quarter number one. Christian Bush got hot early in the second period, scored 6 in a row. That's what he's got right now. Brecken Kruger with that 3-pointer down, and Matthew Hansen with 2 so far. 25 on the board, noticeably absent from the scoring column, though. Jackson Edmond, who's been held to 0 for 4 shooting tonight. He's done other things very well, however. For Yankton, as they've gotten 6 people in the scoring column already, but hitting on 4 of 13 in both the first and the second periods from the floor, 8 of 26 overall, 3 of 10 from long range, 1 of 4 from the free throw line for the Bucks. So we're led in scoring by Rugby Ryken. He's got 2 threes plus a free throw down. He's got 7 points. Jaden Krall has 4. A 3-pointer for Dylan Prouty, and then 2 points apiece for Drew Ryken, for Cody Oswald, and for Colton Potts off the bench. Pierre with a 16-14 rebounding advantage so far, but Yankton on the offensive side has a 4-2 edge. Keenholz with 6 rebounds unofficially, Rugby Ryken with 4 to lead their teams. Governors with just 3 turnovers in the game, Yankton with only 4, both teams with 5 assists as well. Edmond has 2, and Ryken, Rugby Ryken, with 2 to lead their teams in that column as well. 25-20 our score. Leiden Associates halftime continues after another 2-minute timeout. We'll take a look at other scores going on in South Dakota Class AA and look at upcoming action as well, still to come at halftime. This is Pierre Governor Basketball.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
taking care, touching lives. Advanterra Peer has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Advanterra Peer is a new company under new ownership in Peer. Apply today at Advanterra Peer, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or Indeed. Advanterra Peer is an equal opportunity employer.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sonnenschein of Kathy Sonnenschein Properties. We have moved. Visit us at our new office, 301 West Capitol Avenue. We look forward to helping you with all your real estate needs. Our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pierre-Fort Pierre area for over 47 years. Our team has extensive training in the real estate field, and it's our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sonnenschein, at 605-224-5588.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the North Ridge Plaza. Gators is proud to be part of the Pierre-Fort Pierre DoorDash delivery family. That's right, now you have a fourth way to get and enjoy your favorite flavors of Gators. Gators has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, and now delivery right to your front door with DoorDash. Simply download the DoorDash app on your mobile device and order Gators. Gators DoorDash menu pricing has not been increased compared to your in-store purchases. Gators, pizza, pasta, subs in the North Ridge Plaza.
Gotta go to Gator Pizza, pasta.
Back at Ringside Gym, Brian Oakland with play-by-play. Good game going so far, 25-20 here at the half. The Governor's on top of the visiting Yankton Bucks. Last night, the girls' game was undertaken down in Yankton, and the Governor girls dominated their second impressive win of the week. They had a good one here at Riggs High on Tuesday night over Harrisburg, and they beat Yankton 57-27 down in Yankton last night. Tonight, other action so far, and number one taking on number three in Sioux Falls. And at halftime, Sioux Falls Roosevelt leads the Mitchell Colonels 34-30. A couple of teams receiving votes battling in Aberdeen, and Aberdeen Central is impressive so far as they lead Harrisburg 34-22. Already in the third quarter, Sioux Falls Washington in a battle with Watertown. The Warriors lead the Arrows 44-43. Later on out west, it'll be O'Gorman at Rapid City Stevens, Brandon Valley at Rapid City Central. Only one score to report on so far in girls basketball. Sioux Falls Washington leading at Watertown at halftime 26-13, but Harrisburg hosting Aberdeen Central, and also Brandon Valley and O'Gorman out west with doubleheaders with the boys against the Rapid City schools there. Upcoming action for both of these teams. Yankton with their only game of the week and their only game of the weekend. They won't play until they host the Rapid City schools next Friday and Saturday night. And Friday, Yankton hosting the Stevens Raiders. And then the Rapid City Central Cobblers go to the Summit Center on Saturday afternoon. As for the Governors, the boys go to Huron on Tuesday night and then to Bismarck as they renew the old Governor's Cup rivalry with the Bismarck Demons out of Bismarck High School. Both of those games with 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off here on River 92.7. Girls basketball coming up as the girls will host Huron here at Riggs High on a game on KGFX 1060 AM 103.1 FM. Keep in mind that'll be a wrestling and girls basketball doubleheader, as the Governors will host the Mitchell Colonels to close out their regular season, at least the boys wrestlers, on Tuesday night. That'll start at 5 o'clock, so Tuesday I'll have Governor Wrestling on KGFX at 4:30, followed by Governor Girls Basketball hosting Huron at 7. As David Burrell will go to Huron to follow the boys basketball squad to the arena, and then got the Governor Girls hosting Bismarck coming up on Friday as well. Governor Girls Wrestling Squad is in Canton at a quadrangular tonight. If we get any results before we sign off tonight, we'll certainly pass those along. They'll go to the Yankton Invite, as will the boys tomorrow. And then as the Governor Boys host Mitchell Tuesday to close their regular season, the Governor Girls, who do not have a region tournament to wrestle, they will have a Harrisburg Invitational next Saturday. And good luck to the Governor Gymnasts as they enter ESD competition tomorrow in Mitchell. The state qualifying meet for the ESD conference, the state meet also next Friday and Saturday at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. That's a look at Governor Sports upcoming. getting ready to go to the second half in a 25-20 Governor lead. Jordan Lutmer on camera for live tickets, available with live streaming at drgnews.com. Thankful for all of those who have joined us online to see as well as hear our broadcast, and thanks to Heather Williams for running the show in studio. I'm Brian Oakman. Here we go. The ComTech opening throw-in of the second half, like the opening tip, sponsored by ComTech in Pier. Bucks have the opening possession, moving from left to right. Road red in their jerseys this evening. Governors in home white defending. Starting five at first glance is open for out there for everybody, and Yankton will start with a kick out to Dylan Prouty on the left wing, and a fadeaway three is up and good. Yankton with some pressure in the backcourt. Nice receive and a next pass for Jacob Mayer. Here's Jackson Edmond. Pump fake and the jump hook is up, no good. Yankton with two Bucks battling. Jaden Krall unable to handle it. The Governors get a break and they'll get another opportunity here. There's the ball going out of bounds. Tough night continues early in the second half for Jackson Edmond, though. 0 for 5 so far. He'll take the inbound feed back into Christian Bush, but a foul. Prouty or Krall, who was it? It'll be Dylan Prouty, and that'll be his first personal. Yankton only had four fouls total in that first half as a team. The Governors got up to seven. Edmond takes the inbound, top of the key. Back to Jacob Mayer in the corner. Lincoln Keenholz inside, off the right block. He'll make his way in and rattle it in and out and back in again. Lincoln Keenholz. First basket of the second half. That is points numbers 15 and 16. A minute in as the Governor lead is at four. And there's Jackson Edmond denying Rugby Riken. The Governors get it up ahead. Keenholz into Edmond. Oh, that jump hook would not go. I thought the defense was going to turn into offense for Jackson Edmond. Not to be. Cody Oswald rebounds. Here comes Rugby Riken setting it up with Prouty. Down to Oswald posting up but backing off the line, or the block, I should say. Shot is up, no good. Edmond rebounds. Edmond, Keenholz, Bush, Mayer, Hansen, Lincoln with a long two, I believe that was. At any rate, no good. Jaden Krall, he'll stop and pop from three-point range. That's no good. And Keenholz will rebound. Back come the Governors, right to left in the second half as you watch this one in the full court view. With live tickets video coverage. Here's Keenholz on the wing, far side. 6 minutes to go. We're 2 minutes in. Hansen open for three. No good. Keenholz up in the air. Puts it back up and in without bringing it back down. Second chance basket for the Governors. Keenholz with four in the second half now. And the Governors lead 26 by six at 29-23. Chris Haynes will take a timeout. Timeout on the floor brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling and Pier. Get a Coke, have a smile, and be back in 30 seconds. 5:46 to play in the third. This is Governor Basketball.
Hi, this is Jody from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our refinance program with rates as low as 2.49%, plus no payments for 90 days. Give me a call at 224-4844 or stop up and meet the new friendly faces at our new location on North Garfield Avenue next to the Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
Back out of the second timeout used by the Yankton Bucks tonight, 29-23, Governor's biggest lead of the evening so far. And a tight game throughout. Colton Potts, a big fella, checking in for Yankton out of the break. Here's Dylan Prouty pulling up, and he'll get clipped on the wrist by Jacob Mayer, apparently. Shot up, no good. Mayer will pick up his first personal. Team foul number one in the second half for the green and white, but Dylan Prouty at the free throw line to shoot two. Yankton just one out of four on the line in that first half. Prouty short on the first effort here. Pier only had two free throw attempts in the first half, so there wasn't a lot of freebie shooting going on in this game so far. Second one rims in and out. No good. Christian Bush down with the Governor rebound as Keenholz quickly gets it down low to Jackson Edmond. There's Crowdy to take it away from behind, though. He'll take it the other way. No good. Follow-up tip is no good. It'll be Pier basketball. Jaden Krall got in there. Tried to put the put back up and in as well. Missed opportunities there for the Bucks, and a good defensive play to start it, though, for Dylan Prouty. Now the Governors have it back. Mayer picks up his dribble. Needs a little help. Gets it to Keenholz. Governors setting it up with a six-point lead. 3 minutes into the second half. Hansen, watching traffic, will get it back from Christian Bush. Ooh, foot slipped, able to keep his footing. Bush is out on the wing now. Back to Hansen. Shot clock in single digits. Hansen driving. He'll pick up a foul. Well, he forced it a bit, but still a good aggressive play by the senior, Matthew Hansen. Sensing that shot clock winding down. And he will go to the free throw line on the first foul of the night. Well, number 10 is on the board, and that's Jacob Mayer, but Hansen hits the first free throw. And we'll get another one. Not sure who that foul was on, as it turns out. Governor lead growing just a little bit here. 4:46 left in the third. Second free throw is good. Hansen 2 for 2. He has 4 points. The Governor lead is 8 now at 31-23 as Matthew Moores has checked in for the Bucks. For the first time in the second half. Crowdy fakes three. Gets it to Oswald. Spins against Keenholz. There's Jets able to close it off, and Matthew Hansen will take the pass away. Zabel induced it. Keenholz wants three. Bingo. Lincoln Keenholz continues to feel it, and another timeout here to the Bucks. The Governors lead by double digits for the first time of the night. 4:19 to play, 34-23 Pier. We pause for 60 seconds. This is Pier Governor Basketball.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pier. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pier, or call 223-9762.
Now Lincoln Keenholz with a three-pointer, sending us to that break. 21 points now for the junior standout of the Governors. He's got 21 of the 34 for Pier. The Governors, I think, overall playing pretty well tonight, but sometimes you got to stick with a hot hand. And, of course, there are very few that can get as hot as Lincoln Keenholz can get. Although, at 21 points right now, he hasn't had too many games here recently where he scored that many. At Harrisburg, he had a nice 20-point effort last Saturday, but he's been held in the teens and even as low as 9 points here in the last 6 or 7 ball games, it seems. Meanwhile, Yankton back at it. Good penetration to the baseline as Jaden Krall will feed back to the paint. And Matthew Moores, make it Michael Moores. Well, Yankton misses Matthew. Michael, little brother, going to be a good player himself. He gets his first two. 6'5 junior. Here's Keenholz at the free throw line. He'll just toss one up. Makes a little bit of a fake and decides to put it up. And lo and behold, it swishes on through. 36-25. Keenholz tacks on another bucket. Under 3.5 minutes to go. Third quarter as Edmond alters the pass from Prouty off the fingertips of Jaden Krall underneath and out of bounds. Pier will get another takeaway. Jets able to inbound. Yankton still showing presence in the full court here, but Keenholz will get it across against Cody Oswald. Keenholz will set it up. Top of the key with it. Jackson Edmond wants to drive as the Governors try to get Jackson on the scoring column. It's no good. A good effort there, but the rebound tipped back out to Keenholz. He'll try a three. No good. Sable underneath, and it's up and in for Matthew Hansen. Jet Sable with the keep alive. And we've got a whistle here. That's an official play stoppage. Somebody from the Yankton bench might be hollering for something. I'm not sure what. Michael Moore is checking out in the play stoppage, though. And Drew Ryken is in for the Bucks. Possible shooting prowess from the guard off the bench. On the move is Oswald. Mack Ryken to Drew. Down in the corner and on cue, Drew Ryken hits. Drew, the 45% three-point shooter on the season, hits his first in three tries. He's got 5 points. Keenholz left with an open lane. Wanted to get it thrown down. He couldn't quite reach it, but he is fouled, and the basket will count. And Lincoln will go to the free throw line. Chance at a three-point play. Foul goes to Oswald this time. Third team foul for the Bucks here in the second half. Lincoln Keenholz. Free throw this time. Nope, that'll be short as Kroll will keep it away from Edmund. That's first thing Lincoln Keenholz really hasn't done right tonight. Good save of the pass. Mack Ryken out to Drew. Wants another three, and this one is good with a shooter's touch. Drew Ryken. Back-to-back threes as the Governors get it inside, but the tip pass by Drew Ryken off of the leg of Jacob Mayer. It'll be out of bounds. Turnover number 5 for Pierre. Pretty good number there, but that was a possession I think they would have liked to have kept alive. They beat the press a little bit, and at any rate, Yankton has it back within 9. Rugby Ryken falling down. Pass must have been tipped. It's into the backcourt. That was the indication from the officials as well. Kroll keeps it alive. Here's a push by Brecken Kruger. Foul on the floor to deny a drive for Mack Ryken. Kruger's second foul on the night. It's number 2 as a team for the Governors. Brianna Kusler will take her first timeout of the evening for Pierre. Coca-Cola timeout at that with 1:40 to go. Third quarter, 40-31. Governors lead by 9. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Governor Basketball.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pierre. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Alley on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out. The Lariat Lanes on the truck bypass in Pierre.
Welcome back to the third quarter at Riggs High Gym. Governors on top of the Yankton Bucks, 40-31. New shot clock here for Yankton out of that timeout, which was called by Pierre. Rugby Ryken crosses over on Jet Zabel. Keenholz and Edmund close off the baseline, though, and back out it comes to Drew Ryken. Drew on the move against Kaiser, and this will be a hip check on Kaiser. Cade doing everything he can to stick with the ball handler, but he picks up his third personal foul. First person in this game to have that many. And a sub will come as a result as Kaiser checks out. Matthew Hansen in. Governors led by 5, 25-20 at intermission. They've increased that lead to as much as 11. Now stands at 9. Oswald misses out of the inbound. Matthew Hansen with the rebound. Here's Brecken Kruger. Right wing in front of the Governor bench. Inside Edmund. Outside Kruger again. Now Hansen in the corner. Kruger again. Keenhole's not available. He goes back to Hansen, but Rugby Ryken will touch it away out of bounds and an inbound with an even 1 minute to go, third quarter for the Governors. Still shot clock winding down to 15. High post with it is Edmund. Waits, finds Keenholz. Extra pass underneath the Zabel. It's a beauty. And everybody's thinking. Lincoln Keenel's going up for the shot. He dishes underneath the Jet Zabel for his first two. Here's a three halfway down for Jaden Krall, and it comes back out. Zabel will rebound underneath. Governors have it back. Hansen trapped, but he gets it to Brecken Kruger. You can essentially play for a last shot. Shot clock is still on. It's about a second ahead of the game clock, which right now is at 20 seconds. So Keenholz will wait. Rugby Ryken backs off defensively. Here by 11 again at 42-31. Keenholz has it in motion. Stops. Oh, they call a five-second violation on him. Didn't make enough progress. Keenholz a little bit surprised. Yankton has 7 seconds to go. Brianna Kuzler, all she can do is just put a half-hearted smile on her face. Ryken out to Krall. Extra pass. Now Mack Ryken for three. Will not go. And a loose ball that runs out of bounds as time expires in quarter number three as the Governors increase their lead on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. It's Pier 42, Yankton 31. Scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pier. And Governor Basketball is sponsored again by your Pier Sports Marketing Partners, who include Midco, Maher Law Office, Delta Dental, First Dakota National Bank, Kruger Contracting, Comtech, Capital City Campus, Anderson Rumsa Dental, Kathy Sonnenschein Properties, All Around Graphics, and American Bank and Trust in Pier, your Pier Sports Marketing Partners. A good fourth quarter coming up. You're listening to Pier Governor Basketball. We're back in 30 seconds. River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pier, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pier.
A 17-11 scoring advantage for the Governors in that third quarter puts them up by 11, 42-31. Welcome back to Riggside Gym. It will be Pier basketball. Yankton hits just 4 field goals in that third period, but 3 of them were from outside the arc. The Governors, meanwhile, 6 out of 12 in quarter number 3 with 1 three-pointer, their second of the night. Jacob Mayer to Lincoln Keenholz to set it up. Keenholz drives off the glass. It's good for 2. Lincoln Keenholz, a one-man wrecking machine tonight. 27 points. Started out with all 10 of the first quarter points for the Governors. This is a nice drive. Mack Ryken out of the reach of Matthew Hansen, who tried to block it away. But Ryken with his first points of the night, 44-33. Now Ryken just knocks it away from Keenholz. Just a tip to himself. Yankton back in business. Drew Ryken back to Mack on the move. Kicks out. Rugby Ryken for 3 is good. Boy, Rugby Ryken is on a 3-for-3. 3-point shooting tear tonight. Look out for the Bucks if they get hot. Definitely can hit them. This is a team that really... they've been held in the 40s several times this year, but they've scored in the 70s a handful of times, too. Here's Keenholz from the right elbow. No good. Rebound is down to Jaden Krall. Yankton's within 8. They could make it even tighter if they get another one here. Krall with a handoff to Rugby Ryken. He'll step back. That rims in and out. No good. Jackson Edmond with a rebound. Ryken inside the arc is 0-for-6, but outside the arc, 3-for-3. 6:20 to go here in regulation. Jacob Mayer, top of the key, the starting five in there for Pierce. Starting five in there as well for the Bucks. Here's Edmond. Boy, he's getting banged around like a pinball in there. Turnaround shot for Christian Bush, and he has his pocket picked. Yankton comes away with it. And did they call a foul on Keenholz there? Apparently so. That'll be his first. Another takeaway there by the Bucks. The Governors now with 5 turnovers in the second half. Here's a 3 for Drew Ryken. That's no good. He hit 2 of them in the third period to keep Yankton close. Mayer to Hansen over pursuit by Rugby Reich and setting some things up. Now Hansen up and under to Jackson Edmond. Hey, Jackson Edmond's on the board. A tough night for the 6'7 junior, but he has his first basket, and the Governors lead by double figures again. 46-36, Rugby Reich and quick fire three this time. It will not go. Short from the left corner, up ahead, Edmond, Keenholz, free throw line jumper, and it's good. Lincoln up to 29 now. Underneath for Yankton, kick it back out. Here by a dozen here, 48-36. This will be a Mayer foul on the floor. Oops, second one for Jacob Mayer. Actually put it on the wrong name at first. Team foul number five for Peer. Yankton only with three if you think about free throw shooting potential, but Bucks have a ways to go. Brecken Kruger has just checked in for Mayer. Here comes Crawl against Bush. Christian closes off the lane, but out to Drew Reichen. That's up and in for three. The third three of the second half for Drew Reichen. 48-39. Again, a single-digit margin here. The Governors in favor. Beat the press. Edmond underneath. That was Kruger to Edmond, and then Christian Bush with the left hand up and good. And a travel will be called on Reichen. He wanted to get another three-pointer up there. Hansen said, think of something else instead. Reichen did dribble the basketball, but I guess his feet came down first after he was up in the air. Contact, more pressure, Kruger, trouble, and it gets across. Boy, these Bucks are right there, and Cody Oswald will knock it away from Matthew Hansen. Then Rugby Reichen will induce a tie-up, give Cody Oswald the quick hands effort there. Dylan Prouty will check in for Oswald here in the play stoppage. 50-39, Govs lead with 4:26 left in the fourth quarter, but Yankton stepping up, ramping up the defense a little bit here. Top of the key with it is Crawl, spinning against Bush, shot up short. Keenhol's got a hand on the rebound, and one of the Governors the last to touch. Yankton will get another opportunity. Christian Bush checking out for Jet Zabel. Bushy playing well tonight. Had a struggling weekend in both games last weekend in the Metro, but provided good play tonight. Now Reichen on the drive. Rugby kicks out. Dylan Prouty off the mark from three-point range. Long rebound. Drew Reichen saves it into the hands of Rugby. Up top, Jaden Krull for three will not go. And there's Kruger to rebound. Couple of misses here for Yankton. Governors will save. Edmond to Hansen. Kruger thought about three. He'll get it to Keenholz. He won't think. He'll just fire, but this one up no good as that one rims in and out. Mack Reichen rebounds. Still an 11-point ball game. Make it eight as Dylan Prouty hits his third of the night. Three-pointer there. Dylan Prouty, Rugby Reichen, and Drew Reichen all have three-pointers in this game. Now we've got a whistle and a timeout, and Brianna Kuzler will ask for a full one at that. 3:21 to play here in regulation, and the Governors lead 50-42. Let's break for 60 seconds in this Coca-Cola timeout. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to Peer Governor Basketball.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pierre. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pierre Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Out of the Governor timeout, their second used tonight. Welcome back to Riggs High Gym. We're driven by the Office of Highway Safety of the State of South Dakota, reminding us, if you drink, don't drive. Here, Governor Basketball, your official voice to the Governor's River 92.7. KGFX FM Pier, a member of DRG Media Group. Live streaming with the help of Live Ticket at drgnews.com. I'm Brian Oakland. Good to have you here tonight. Some Friday night basketball. It's getting good. Yankton's defense and their three-point shooting keeping them in this game, but an entry pass with Rugby Ryken coming around. Jet Zabel, he'll be called for a foul, his second. That's team foul number four for the Bucks as Brecken Kruger's inbound going to be stolen by Ryken. Governor's having trouble with turnovers here in the second half. Drew Mack Ryken underneath Jaden Krall. Will put it up and in. Yankton is suddenly back within four. Biggest lead of the night for Pierre was 13. Make it a six-point margin. Now 50-44 and a bad pass from Brecken Kruger. Unreachable by Matthew Hansen, and it'll go out of bounds. Jacob Mayer will check in for Kruger. Brecken will get a chance to regroup here. Governor's going to need more defense. The one thing I've noticed, though, Pierre has been able to break the press by Yankton, and I think even on that timeout, they could have had a quick high-percentage shot. Here's a three for Rugby Ryken, no good, but kept alive on a tip and a long rebound to Dylan Prouty. Another three, Mac Ryken this time. Mac's first from long range, now a three-point game. Edmund away to Keenholz, up on the right wing. Here we'll have to stay aggressive. You don't want to play not to lose in this situation. Plenty of time to go. 50-47 at 2:05 left in the fourth quarter. Keenholz, a little bit of a bump, but he'll put the shot up and in, fed by Hansen on the left wing. 52-47, Keenholz is now over 30, tying his season high at 31. Another three here from the right corner. That's no good. Edmund will let it run out of bounds as Drew Ryken misses from the corner. And Pierre will get the possession here, but again, Yankton will keep three or four guys in the backcourt. Drew Ryken in the kitchen of Jacob Mayer. Here's a blocking foul here as Ryken comes up to meet Lincoln Keenholz. Chris Haynes thought there was a travel. He won't get that. Ryken with a foul at half court. Here again, the Governors working to beat the press. That was a close call there for Keenholz, but had they not had that foul, again, you've got a press broken, and you probably have a high-percentage shot. Yankton's taking their chances, though. Here's Hansen off the glass, pretty. Matthew Hansen just became my favorite player. A fadeaway jumper off the glass from 10 feet out. Yankton continues to play for quick shots. The rebound to Jet Zabel off of the tip on the miss by Prouty. Up ahead it comes. Keenholz out to Mayer. Here we'll try to play a little more of the clock game here with a seven-point lead. Zabel, though, inside. Edmund, pump fake. It's up and in for two. Jackson Edmund becoming a scoring factor now with two buckets in the fourth quarter. Pierce suddenly leads by nine as Zabel will reach in on Drew Ryken. That'll send Ryken to the free throw line. Now, if Zabel's going to commit that foul, probably should have committed it one or two steps earlier, but he will pick up his second, team foul number six for the Govs. Drew Ryken's first free throw attempts of the night coming up. We're in the final minute of regulation. Free throw gets a generous roll. Up and in, 12 points for Drew Ryken, including three threes here in the second half. Yankton was 6-for-16 outside the arc after three quarters, but they've already hit four threes here in the fourth. Now trying to score points without time running off the clock. They're within eight after the first one is good. Second one goes as well for Drew Ryken. And a Yankton timeout here. Full timeout at that. 56 seconds to play. A 56-49 lead to the Governors. Let's pause for 30 seconds, and we're back with more Pierre Governor Basketball.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart and Pier is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats, and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart and Pier, your hometown neighborhood market.
Plenty of time left in this one, but a three-possession lead for the Pier Governors, 56-49. They have the basketball. Welcome back to Riggside Gym. Not only that, Pier has the possession arrow as well. Yankton is officially in the bonus as the Governors have six team fouls. The Bucks only have five, so they do have a foul to give. And they may be able to use that at their advantage, or to their advantage. But right now, one of the things that's keeping Yankton in this game is a pretty good full-court pressure defense. Hansen, able to move along the sideline, gets it to Keenholz. Up ahead, Mayer, now to push. Christian will slow it up, and he'll wait for the foul. There's the last to give for Yankton. This one will be committed by Mac Ryken. So now both teams with six. Obviously, seven puts you in the bonus. So both teams in the bonus from here on in. But a one-and-one bonus for the time being. The inbound comes short to Christian Bush, and Yankton will foul him right away. Jaden Krall here with just his first. Big opportunity here for the 6'4 junior, Christian Bush. Governors have only shot five free throw attempts all night long. First attempt here for Bush. The front end of the one-and-one will not go. Ryken down with a rebound. Krall, rather. Yankton setting it up. Still looking for quick fires, and they want the threes, too. Drew Ryken's good. Rugby with the dish. Drew Ryken hits his fourth of the night. Yankton back within four. Pier breaks the pressure. Oh, Bush had an open layup if he just takes it. Three Bucks will converge. Christian will try a free throw opportunity. There's what we're talking about, though. You break the pressure. Yankton is selling out in the backcourt. You break that pressure. Take that open layup, I would think. But with 25 seconds left, second personal for Dylan Prouty sends Christian Bush to the free throw line. Bush, he missed his first one, but he gets the front end of the one-and-one here. That puts Pier up by five, 57-52. Second one is... oh, in and out, and finds its way back in again. Pier will take a timeout here. 25 seconds left. Christian Bush with a 10-point night going, 58-52, and we're back in 30 seconds with this Coca-Cola timeout. This is Governor Basketball.
This Governor Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rouse and Associates in Pier. Courtney Dowling may be the greatest Governor girls sprinter ever. She's the first athlete to win three Gatorade South Dakota Track and Field Athlete of the Year awards and was a multi-state champion at the state track and field meet. Courtney Dowling, truly one of Pier's finest. This Governor Sports Moment is presented by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rouse and Associates in Pier.
Yankton basketball trailing by six. That's just a two-possession game right now. The Governors leading 58-52. Bucks with the ball as they get penetration. Kick out. Drew Ryken, you got to be kidding me. And a Yankton timeout as Ryken hits his fifth of the night. Now with 16 seconds left, the lead cut in half. We're back to three. We talked about it. Drew Ryken, a 45% free throw shooter. Governor's going to have to stick on him when they come back out of this timeout. Let's take another 30. Coca-Cola break. This is Governor Basketball.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Well, we could have a lot of basketball left in this one. 16 seconds left. 58-55, the Governor's lead. They have not trailed since 11-10 at the end of the first quarter. They scored the first basket, the first couple baskets of the second quarter. But Yankton keeps coming at them with three-point baskets. The Governors need to break press and hit some free throws. Obviously, they've got to get the ball inbound. Matthew Hansen looking for Edmond. Rugby Riken asking for a tip off of Jackson Edmond. Won't get that call. Now a sideline throw in from the near side for Matthew Hansen. Not that it gets any easier from there. Hansen, he'll find Jet Zabel, and Jet will be fouled in the backcourt here. So the Governors will go to the other end. And for the final time, we'll attempt a 1-1 opportunity. Jaden Crawl's second personal. Got a lot of guys on the floor here that have played not just basketball, but football against each other. And some great battles over the last couple of years. They got a good battle going here. Jet Zabel strong off the back of the rim of that first free throw, but a good shooter's touch. And he hits a big one. A four-point lead to Pierre. Now 13 seconds left. Second one is coming. And the lefty is in and out. No good. Keenholz can't get to the rebound. Rugby Riken has it. Pierre blocks this one. That's a big block for Zabel. Keenholz down with the rebound. Drew Riken finally denied. And with 5.6 seconds left, the Governors will get their 31-point score to the free throw line to try to seal the deal. Jet Zabel with the biggest defensive play of the night, as it turns out. The Governors will leave the lane empty as Keenholz will have to get it. Will get a double bonus here. First one is good. Season high for Lincoln Keenholz, 32 points. He scored 31 in the second game of the year at Rapid City Central. One more coming here. It is up, and it's good. The Governors will take a six-point lead. Yankton will have time for one shot, but not two, as Mack Riken misses, and the Governors will knock off the Yankton Bucks. A great effort and come from behind fashion for Yankton, but your final score on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, it's Pierce 61, Yankton 55. The Governors win their second in a row. And with the Governor win and the Yankton loss, both teams find themselves now at 7-7 on the season. Yankton within conference falls to 4-3. The Governors improve to 2-3. Good ball game here, but the Governors come out on top 61-55. Scoreboard from Gales Gas Service in Pierre. Use their budget plan and keep full service to stay warm all season long with Gales Gas Service of Pierre. A three-minute timeout in our postgame coming up. Postgame sponsored by Family Dental with offices in Pierre and Gettysburg. This is Governor Basketball, your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
The team at Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Happy New Year from everyone at Beck Motor Company in Pierre. New Year with new deals. Get four free oil changes with your four-tire purchase, a $200 value, $15 off Duramax diesel fuel filters, only $35 for a hand wash and vacuum. Enjoy $15 off a light detail. See all our specials at Beck-Motors.com. Call us at 605-224-5912. Beck Motor Company, Pierre.
Every day, we're making a great deal better.
Dakota Storm Roofing. It's a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram. Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy tastes good.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Welcome back to Riggside, Jim. It was not easy. The Governors play a good old-fashioned ESD ball game. There's a lot of contact and a lot of pushing and shoving at times going on in this game, but this is the kind of ball game that the Governors are going to have to get used to, because Pierre now starting to play better, and you see Lincoln Keenholz getting in his groove, and and other people are doing good things on this team, but Yankton was a team defensively that really wanted to cause problems for the Governors, and I think the biggest key in this one for Pierre as they come up with a 61-55 win is their composure. I think in a lot of cases, this just from what I'm seeing up here, and we didn't talk about it over the course of this game, but I'm going to call when we get Coach Kusler in here in our Family Dental post game interview, but. That's just one of the things I want to ask her about is just how well the Governors kept their composure. I think in a lot of cases, eventually you're going to get a little bit frustrated because you got guys pulling your jerseys. You've got guys just giving you little pushes and shoves. And I'm not saying that it wasn't properly called in this one. I think it was a very well-officiated ball game. We're not complaining about that at all. All I'm saying is that this is the kind of game that is very befitting of double-A basketball and even in the beyond, for some in this game who maybe will be playing at another level. I mean, this is just good contact sport basketball, and the Governors are the team that comes out on top. But, boy, the Yankton Bucks, they love the three-point shot, and they are very good at it, and especially Drew Ryken, we mentioned, even though he comes off the bench, he hit five threes in this game. Yankton actually hit six threes in the fourth quarter. They outscore the Governors 24-19 in that fourth quarter, cutting that third quarter deficit down to, 11-point deficit at the end of three down to six in the end. But Yankton got as close as three a couple of times. But once again, the Governors were able to withstand the charge, make some free throws when needed. And they do shoot 7 of 9 themselves in that fourth quarter. So, again, just another example of what the Governors are capable of when challenged by a team like the Yankton Bucks did tonight. Take a look at the stats in this one. By the way, Yankton did lead 11-10 at the end of one. The Governors took a 25-20 lead into the break. 17-11, Pierre outscores in the third. It was 42-31, but again, Yankton with that hot shooting fourth quarter, 24-19, they have the advantage, but your final margin is 6 in favor of the Govs. Pierre, after an 11-of-29 floor shooting effort in the first half, goes 13-of-21 in the second half, and as mentioned, 7-of-9 in that fourth quarter. 24-of-50 overall, good enough for about 48%, only 2-of-13 from outside the arc. 9-of-12, though, a very good night shooting the free throws as well. Lincoln Keenholz, huge night for the Governors, 33 points. And the Governors found out early on Lincoln was going to have a good night. He had all 10 points scored by the Govs in quarter number one. Kristen Bush got a little hot in the second period, but Lincoln was very productive in the third quarter. In fact, if I take a look at it, he had 10 points in the first quarter. Second quarter, just four. He had 14 at halftime, but that third quarter, he lit it up again with 11 more points, and then we'll finish with 8 points in the fourth quarter. 33 for Lincoln Keenholz, a season high, and I'm not quite sure what his career high is at this point. Christian Bush still comes in with a 10-point effort, also in double figures. Matthew Hansen with 8. Jackson Edmonds, the one that had the tough night, missed his first 7 shots in traffic and very hotly contested, but he got a couple of big baskets in that fourth quarter, finishes with 4 points. And then Brecken Kruger had 3 points. Jet Zabel with a big 3 points tonight as well. 61 on the board for the Governors. As for Yankton, shooting just 8 of 26 in that first half, they go 12 of 21 in the second half, 20 of 47 overall, but 12 of 31 from long range. And in that fourth quarter, Yankton hit 6 out of 15 attempts. 15 attempts from long range, but sometimes when you're as good as they are, that will get you back in the ball game in a hurry if you can start hitting them. And Drew Reichen and Rugby Reichen and Mac Reichen and Dylan Prouty, they all hit big threes in that fourth quarter. Yankton struggled at the free throw line, however, 3 of 8 in this game. 8 players in the scoring column, 2 of them in double figures. Drew Reichen leads the Bucks with those 5 threes and 19 points overall. Rugby Reichen next in line with 10 points. That included 3 threes. 9 points on 3 threes on the game for Dylan Prouty. 6 points for Jaden Krall, 5 for Mac Reichen, but also 2 points for Cody Oswald, for Michael Moores, and for Colton Potts. Moores and Potts also off the bench. But really, 23 bench scoring points for the Yankton Bucks in this one. That's pretty good production. Other stats in this one, unofficially, I've got the Governors at a 31-24 rebounding advantage, but Yankton with the edge on the offensive side, 7-5. Lincoln Keenholz with his 33 points leads the Governors with 10 rebounds. Jaden Krall with 8 to lead Yankton. Governors struggled with keeping possessions alive in that second half. Yankton stiffened the defense, especially in the backcourt. They did have 8 of their 11 turnovers in the second half. The Bucks only with 7 turnovers in the game, and Yankton had a 16-12 advantage in the assist column. As Rugby Reichen dishes out 6 assists, Mac Reichen with 6 as well to help the Yankton cause in the ball movement. Jackson Edmond with 3 assists, Matthew Hansen and Lincoln Keenholz with 3 apiece for Pierre as well. 61-55, our final score. The Governors win it. Our Family Dental postgame will continue. Let's take a 60-second break. Coach Kuzler is here to join us. We'll get her geared up. We're back in a minute to talk about it as you listen to Pierre Governor Basketball on River 92.7.
There's one place to watch Pierre Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGovs Live is where you can find Pierre Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all the sponsors that help make sure that this all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pierre Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pierre Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
All right, let's talk some basketball with Brianna Kusler, the head coach of the victorious Pierre Governors tonight, 61-55. Coach, we're just talking a little bit off mic, and one thing I said, and obviously you've been around AA basketball a long time. I've seen AA basketball a long time, obviously mostly girls basketball, but this is a AA basketball game. You've got you got one team who's being pretty consistent offensively in the Governors throughout the game. Yankton doing what they need to do in getting back in this game. And aside from the 3-point shooting that they had, I mean, they're getting in getting in your grill defensively. I think their defense just caused fits. And the one thing I'm most proud of from a Governor's standpoint is the composure that the kids were able to have, saving as many possessions that they had, doing what you need to do, shooting free throws, getting high percentage shots and breaking their press, et cetera, et cetera. Great ball game and a great win for Pierre.
It was a great ball game, and it was so back and forth. And, you know, especially early on, it felt like we were just kind of trading buckets and or lack thereof, I guess. So, you know, there were some empty possessions early on, and there were some buckets, and it never felt like anybody was extending a lead. It was, I mean, going into halftime, 25-20, pretty good defensive effort there. But we knew that we needed to find our rhythm offensively, and I thought that we did a really good job of we settled in, but then at times we settled a little bit late, and it's easy to do when you get up 10, 12, whatever we were in the fourth quarter. But credit Yankton, because they brought some intensity and they hit shots when they needed to try and get them back in the game. But then I'm really, really proud of our effort. And yeah, like you said, that composure element, and that shows a lot of growth in us. And that's really what tonight was. It was, you know, when one thing isn't working, you find something else. And that was, you know, Lincoln did a phenomenal job of getting himself open, using his teammates. His teammates were screening machines tonight and getting some good quality shots in the middle of the lane there. But really, a lot of it just came down to a lot of effort on both ends of the floor. You had to work. They made you work. So that's credit to the athleticism that Yankton brings. And but I'm really most proud of when, you know, on Saturday you saw we were hitting shots from the outside, and we were fine. Everything was feeling really good. Mm-hmm. And then when it doesn't, always feel, you know, those the shots from the perimeter are those feel good shots. You know, you start feeling yourself. But I was really proud that we found other ways to still create and still, you know, Matthew Hansen, when his outside shot wasn't falling, he started to attack, and then he just found such a presence on the offensive glass, and that's just some of the things that don't show up in a box score, but are so effort based and create a lot of opportunities for others. And that's really what is the greatest part about this win.
You know, I talk to opposing coaches all the time. We have this segment in our pregame called Keys to Success, when we talk to you coaches, and when I talk to opposing coaches, what's your keys to success against the Governors? Well, we got to contain the keyholes kid, you know. And this guy right here, Chris Haynes, told me just the same thing tonight. But tonight, Lincoln didn't feel like being contained. And, you know, when you go off for that season high 33, I think you knew right away that this was just going to be one of those games. You have to let him do what he's capable of doing. And yeah, he leads you tonight. He does so many other things, but it's great to have him in green and white.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. And, you know, the attention that he draws opens up some other opportunities for others. He's a phenomenal passer as well. But really, I'm so proud of the composure that they played with and the poise. Our movement was, at times, you know, it was not very purposeful. It was kind of aimless in the beginning of the game, but then as we went, as the game progressed, we really were purposeful in that movement and quite methodical, I guess. We allowed the game to come to us, and just really proud of the effort all around.
Composure and poise once again, because as I mentioned, it's you know, when you're getting chipped and pushed and you know, just bodied up so much. And when you're handling the basketball and you've got somebody in your face, you know, about ready to spit on you or something like that, it's just so easy to throw an elbow or something saying, get off of me,
yep.
You know, and then you're going to get an offensive foul. And then it might start getting real chippy both ways. And it just looked like your kids had that opportunity to, you know, to maybe turning it into something like that. That didn't happen, and I think that was the reason why you were able to win this game, because you kept that composure.
Kept our heads, yeah. And, you know, the pressure that they applied and the physicality that they played with is something that we want to play with as well. So, you know, I'm okay with the officials letting things go a little bit, because, you know, that's to our advantage in every single game. We have athletes. We have strong athletes. And you saw that last weekend. That was a huge advantage of ours over in Sioux Falls. And we want that to be something that we are really focused on, is the physicality element. And I think a lot of it is getting after each other in practice sets you up for kind of a been there, done that type of a moment. When you get into games like this, where that's really when the pressure comes on, and they're, you know, they're fouling you a little bit, they're letting some things go. That's really when you have to lean on your fundamentals and stay disciplined with all of your movements and find your stances and the nitty gritty things of the game that maybe aren't so glamorous but are much needed in a game like this. I was really proud that these kids really did those things.
All right, so much to sing about once again, but you look ahead, you get the weekend off now the rest of the way, and it's the Huron Tigers. You go on the road against a team that has had their struggles this year, and now as you are finding your rhythm and playing well, you're going to be favored in a ball game, certainly, and now it's just time to go out and prove it, I guess, is how I'll say that.
Yep, we got to keep building. We're far from where we want to be come the end of the season, and that's perfectly fine. We got to keep building every opportunity that we have to step on the floor.
All right, so we'll see you then. Actually, I'll see you Friday next week, but you have a great weekend.
Yes,
and
too.
Another
Thank
great
you.
Ball game.
Yeah, thanks.
BK, Brianna Kuzler, the winning head coach tonight, as she and her governors defeat Yankton tonight 61-55. We've got post-game honors to talk about, big plays of the game, and your player of the game as well. But let's start with the big plays. They're brought to you by Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre. We've got some big plays to talk about, so we'll do that after this 30-second timeout from Hermanson's, and we're back with more Governor Basketball.
Quality comes first at Hermanson Endodontics. Dr. Ryan Hermanson serves Central South Dakota with specialty root canal treatment. Hermanson Endodontics strives to provide treatment that is not only comfortable, but also provides the best possible outcome. They do this by effective and timely communication with your dentist and preserving as much of the tooth as possible using state-of-the-art three-dimensional imaging and the dental operating microscope to guide diagnosis and treatment. Ask your dentist if a root canal specialist is right for you. Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre.
Big plays of the game from Hermanson Endodontics. I've got two plays in particular in mind. I'm going to go to the last, first of all, the last basket of the first half as Brecken Kruger hits a three-pointer. His only basket of the game, but a two-point game just gives you a little bit of a cushion. And if the Governors needed some momentum, I think they got it a little bit from that three-pointer. Pierre did come out and have a much better third period. They outscored Yankton 17-11, and Brecken Kruger may have been a big part of that in that regard. But then in that fourth quarter, as Yankton starts hitting three-pointers, they hit three of them. Drew Ryken with three of them himself, but the last one that he attempted with about 12 seconds left, Jet Zabel got a hand on it, blocked it, and the Governors came down with the loose basketball. I think it was Lincoln Keenholz who then went to the free throw line, hit a couple of free throws, and the Governors were able to advance their lead to 6. It was a two-possession game with I think it was 13 seconds left, but that Jet Zabel blocked shot of a Drew Ryken three-point attempt after Yankton had already made 6 in the quarter. I think the last thing the Governors needed at that point was for Yankton to hit one more and just continue that mojo going that they had started to build. So your Jet Zabel block is the real defensive play of the game, especially. That's brought to you by Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre. And with that, certainly some candidates to talk about when we give you your players of the game. Player of the game sponsored by Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre. Pat on the back to Drew Ryken for his 5 three-pointers, his 19 points to lead the Bucks, and the three-point shooters certainly having a good game for Yankton, but I like their ball movement as well. Rugby Ryken, Mac Ryken, 6 assists apiece. Jaden Krall leads with 8 rebounds. All of them playing pretty well, but the Governors just made more plays, and certainly it's not a tough decision for player of the game tonight, but Coach Kuzler talked about Matthew Hansen doing some things. Christian Bush, I thought, good to see him getting back into a better offensive game and a better shooting touch with 10 points as well. On a night when Jackson Edmond struggled, when Jackson kind of dominated the last game that the Governors played down in Harrisburg. But let's hear from Cowboy Country Stores, and we'll talk about the night that our player of the game had when we return with more of our Governor postgame.
Anytime is a good time for Cowboy Country Stores. Fill up your tank and your stomach. February special at Cowboy Country Store on Harrison and Pier and in Fort Pier. Large dipper bowls, just $5 during February. Chicken dippers, mashed potatoes and gravy, and corn, just $5. Stop by Cowboy Country Stores for delicious foods. Breakfast starting at 5 a.m. with fresh baked pastries, regular and breakfast pizzas, coffees, and more. Convenience with a capital C. Cowboy Country Stores in Pier and Fort Pier.
Player of the game from Cowboy Country Stores in Pier and Fort Pier. And for those who are watching on online, 3-3. That's how many points Lincoln Keenholz had tonight, a season high, as he, of course, leads the Governors. He outscores the rest of his team. But again, as we talk with Coach Kuzler about it, Lincoln will do what he needs to do when called upon. And I think tonight was one of those nights. 33 points. Add to that, 10 rebounds. Had three assists in this game as well. Another good all-around game. But tonight we see what Lincoln Keenholz is capable of from a scoring standpoint on the basketball court. He is tonight's Cowboy Country Stores player of the game. So even though we like to share the wealth and spread them around, Lincoln Keenholz could be player of a lot of games. But tonight is, in fact, the first basketball game this season we're actually giving him the player of the game honor. With that 33-point effort. Lincoln Keenholz sponsored by the Cowboy Country Stores of Pier and Fort Pier as the Governors win this one 61-55. So as Yankton has done for the weekend, and they won't play again until a couple of home games next Saturday against the Rapid City Schools, Stevens on Friday, Central on Saturday. The Governors go to Huron on Tuesday. And then they're up to Bismarck to take on the Demons of Bismarck High for the first time in 30-plus years, I think, as the Governor's Cup rivalry will be renewed. That'll be next Friday here on River 92.7 for both of those games. Governor girls have a game against Huron at home as that follows the Governor wrestling duel with the Mitchell Colonels, and we'll have both of those on KGFX AM on Tuesday starting at 4:30 with a pre-match coverage of Pier and Mitchell wrestling. They'll clear the mats, and then they'll play girls basketball as well. Tuesday night, the Governor's hosting the Huron Tigers, and the girls will then host Bismarck as well on Friday. And both of those games, again, on KGFX. Final look at the scores that we have for you. The Governor's knocking off Yankton by 6. Game of the night in Sioux Falls. It was number 1 Roosevelt outlasting number 3 Mitchell, 55-54, as Roosevelt stays unbeaten, now 13-0 on the season. Sioux Falls Washington in a tight one wins over Watertown 68-64, and Aberdeen Central with a 5-point win. Harrisburg must have gotten hot in that second half, just like Yankton did here, but the Golden Eagles defeat the Tigers 56-51, as O'Gorman and Brandon Valley playing out west. No report on those scores. Meanwhile, in girls basketball, number 2 ranked Sioux Falls Washington defeats Watertown easily 50-19 tonight. They went overtime in Harrisburg, but it's the Tigers beating Aberdeen Central 40-38, and number 3 Brandon Valley leading number 5 Rapid City Central with 1 minute to go in regulation 46-45. O'Gorman leading at Rapid City Stevens 50-30. Now late in that one, those are the first halves of double headers, girls and boys, with those games going out in Rapid City. But here again, the Governors with a 61-55 victory, improving to 7-7 on the season. The Bucks falling to 7-7. We remind you, on behalf of the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, on your way to and from high school sporting events, think twice in case of ice. Cold weather driving here in South Dakota. Buckle up every trip, every time, too. That reminder from the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. Good game to rewatch on demand at drgnews.com. Thanks to Live Ticket for doing what they do for us. And as the Governors get the victory tonight, Jordan Luttmer on camera duty, and Heather Williams in studio keeping us up and running as well. We'll speak with you again Tuesday night, but again, your final score on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, it's Pier 61, Yankton 55. I'm Brian Oakland for DRG Media Group, your official voice of Pier Governor Athletics. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Pier Governor Basketball on River 92.7 has been brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, and Ferding Electric.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Thank you, Ponceva State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leidman Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
The preceding has been a presentation of the official voice of the Pier Governors, DRG Media Group Sports.